A bat. A bat.
Rat.
No, it's a. It's not a killer. It's an animal. See, anything is. It's not a killer. It's an animal. But if he's a killer, then he's a varmint. See, because he's different. Now you take hippopotamus and rhinoceros and giraffes and all them. Them's animals. See, but you take a lion, a panther, a bear. Now, bear is not very much of a killer, but he will kill. But lions and any kind of a cat family, he's a varmint because he's a killer by nature. See, he's a killer. Yeah, wolves, he's a varmint too because he's a killer too. He kills too. And
he's worse than just about any of them.
And there are just a lot of, there are a lot of varmints. Now, you take a mink, he's a varmint too because he's a killer. And he's just a lot of killers. Now, coons, he's not no killer to mount nothing. He will kill once in a while, but he hardly. He mostly hunts like, well, crawfish and stuff like that, you see, or fish. And he'll eat up your garden, too, because I done had him do that out here.
What, go back to the squirrels. Which one was the biggest?
The fox squirrel is the biggest. He's sort of reddish looking, gray. Sort of a dark or a brown and reddish on the bottom, you know, call him fox, sort of, you know, brownish red, reddish brown. And a gray squirrel, he is gray and all white on the bottom, and he's on top, he's got gray, his hair is all gray looking, you know, they call him a gray squirrel.
They got a few flying squirrels,
right? Yeah, and they're a flying squirrel.
Did you ever hear of anything called a boomer or mountain boomer?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I've never seen one.
What did you hear it called?
Well, that's what I hear them called, the mountain boomers.
Uh-huh.
That's a lizard of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I never...
It's
never,
not like a squirrel at all.
No, uh-uh. No, he's a lizard of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they call him that, but that's what I hear him called.
Mm-hmm. What about something kind of like a squirrel, only it's got little stripes down its back?
Well, that'd be a, there's ground squirrels that's like that, see, it's got them little stripes down his back. That's the reason I told you, there's a lot of different squirrels, and they're prairie dogs.
Uh-huh.
Some of them got stripes down their back.
Can a ground squirrel climb trees?
Well, I don't think he can. Mm-hmm. I don't think, he lives in the ground, see, he don't, a regular squirrel, he don't live in the ground. He don't go in the ground at all. He lives in trees. But ground squirrel, he lives out on prairies. And he don't live in the woods at all. He lives, now there are a few up yonder around Emerson, the other side of Emerson. There used to be some prairie dogs. It used to be covered in prairie dogs. That's all that was up there, was prairie dogs. But I don't think there's any of them left. When we lived over there, there was a few of them left. We had two towns of them. In other words, two mounds of them was all that was there. And I've seen them a lot of times be passing there.
Say if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Well, I'd say get him, or sick him, or something like that.
What would you call a mixed breed dog? You didn't know what kind he was.
Well, out there, a lot of them call them drops.
Why do they call them that?
Well, because they've got all kinds of different blood in them, you see. And especially if it's a bird dog. If he shows a lot of bird dog and he's not a thoroughbred, you see, they call him a drop.
Some of them are better than thoroughbreds.
And some is a whole lot better. Most of them thoroughbreds is crazy.
You can't hardly
teach them anything because they're so nervous and so fractious. They've been bred up inbred.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Inbred. They've been bred up so high that they're just nearly crazy, see, they're nervous, a lot of them, you can shoot a gun and he just goes off piece and he ain't no good and there ain't nothing you can do about him.